Episode 193, we're just hanging out, talking bass fishing, telling stories. We doing the classic Northwest Sports Show, fancy fishing. Just a good hangout Wednesday night. Enjoy the episode.
This week, the Hell of Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
Dun, 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 dun. It was muted somehow. Am I back? Are we back? Now we've got sound. I feel like it's spiking. All right. Yeah. So you didn't hear this, but I'm sure it was amazing. We're going to talk about this bait tonight and how I almost lost this little plug to the neighborhood pond. And I had a rescue mission today. Tonight's Hellabass Live on a Wednesday night. Repeating is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing, boosted by Prowess Lithium as always. And yeah, lots of things coming up. Kind of random hangout talk tonight. Yeah, I guess I had bumped when I dropped this mic. I had muted it. What's up, Tyler? You missed the work show. Hopefully you got your motor in your garage. What's up, Tom? Yeah, I guess I just realized we were debating about this. I did win a giveaway. I actually won this bait and another one. So this is like a deep diving SB1. It's a one of a kind, actually. And I guess I didn't realize that when I was throwing it. So this is a two of two. And this is one of two. This one is more traditional, like SB1 style lip, but this one's got a little bit deeper lip. I didn't realize I was throwing this kind of small little crankbait in my neighborhood pond because I know there's not much for fishing there, and I wanted something flat side. This thing gets down surprisingly deep to the point where I thought what I had done was hooked an old silt fence. I thought it was only like out in the water a little bit, maybe down 2-3 feet, and I clipped where there was like an old vertical silt fence where it was all staked out. So I was like, oh, I'll just throw my, so that happened on Sunday afternoon at about 3:30. I was going to run up to the pond super quick and just make a few casts, because we had to go to a soccer game, on the other side of Minneapolis. And so, and I was like, I'm only going to make like 5 or 10 casts. And just about before I was going to leave, I hung this thing up and I had it on probably like, I don't know, 10 or 12 pound fluorocarbon. And the, and I wasn't going to pull on it. And I was like, I don't got time to like deal with this right now. So I like pulled some line out, cut it off, tied it to a stick, stuck it in the ground. And then I laid some other sticks down and kind of like had a bunch of things pointing to where the bait was in case that stick got moved. And then it was dark when we got home. And then I had to fly to Omaha on Monday morning. And then I got back on Tuesday. And by the time I got done with work, it was dark again. So today, after work, I finally was light enough to go out. Thanks for all the likes, Clark. Anyways, so I was out to go. So I went out there with the rubber boots today. What's up, AJ? And got out with the knee-high boots, and I didn't get about a third of the way to the bait. And I was already, like, pretty close to getting water in those boots. Well, drive safe, Clark. And so I was like, okay. Then I walked back to my house. So I cut through some houses in the neighborhood, and I put my waders on, like chest waders. They come up to, like, here. And so waddled back out to the pond and started creeping out in the water. And it's like, I'm like getting closer, but it's getting deeper and deeper. And pretty soon I'm like, my waders, I'm like maybe arm's length from where I think the line is connected down. And I'm like topped out on the waders. And so I can't really reach it without like getting in the water at that point. So I start like moving my leg around out in front of me, trying to like catch whatever it's on. And I find out that that's really not the silt fence there. It was actually they had like the landscape mesh from when they first dug out the pond. They put the landscape mesh down to deal with like the grass and kind of erosion protection. And I was able to like basically kick it around and got the crankbait stuck in my waders. And then I was able to walk back dragging that mat with my crankbait connected to my waders. And yeah, so we got it back. So this one-of-a-kind crankbait, which I showed a picture to Marty. And this could be a future drop bait. We'll see. Yeah, so I'm about 6'2", and the water was up to about here. And so this thing, and I was like, I mean, I know the water's cold, so I was really like cranking this thing pretty, really slow. So I don't think it was like getting down as hard as it could be. But I think this thing basically would hit the same depth as a DT6, I think. So didn't really expect it. So that's the story of the crankbait. So who's, the landscape mat is tough stuff. But we got it back. We know we won't be throwing any diving balsa plugs in the pond anytime soon. This is a hand-carved Big M by Marty Burns with some ever so light paint, almost an AJ paint. It's very ghosty, ghosty balsa, AJ. Hope everything is going well for you, AJ. On the home front. Oh boy. Can anybody remind me to actually order a new ring light? When I fight with this every week and then don't order a new one. What's up, Clay? You getting ready for the classic, Clay? Who's all going to the classic? In the chat. Or on TikTok or Instagram. Who's going to the classic? I still don't know if I'm going or not, to be honest. I hope I can go. But I got work travel this week, potentially work travel this week. And I think, I don't know if that's going to work to go to the classic in between two work trips. Right on, Jeremy. I also got a little bit of a mail call from lower Louisiana, southern Louisiana. Wow, Kyle. If I go, I don't think it's going to be Friday. I think it's either going to be Saturday or Sunday if I make it there. Yeah, that's great, Aaron. No worries, AJ. We had a short night. AJ, I might be flying back Monday. I might be there Monday and Tuesday night this week. Probably could have, a money pull probably would have gotten that crankbait. So Clark Ream is going to be at the Classic. You can find him at the Epic Baits booth, the Yamamoto booth, the Skeeter Yamaha.
Check that out. Now, I talked to Clark for a decent bit at the Epic booth last year. We actually went live on TikTok, or he was live on TikTok, and then he pulled me in. The Freedom Tackle Ultra Diver 80 measured to 42 feet. Darius is going fishing again tomorrow. All right. More bass cat prep for Clay. My first tourney that I'm registered for is going to be the Bass Nation qualifier out of La Crosse in May. There may be a, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fish. There's a maybe a team tournament on the river in April, but I don't know if that's going to work out. Clark will probably do some TikTok lives from the Classic. I got a few live platforms going right now, Clark. all of the platforms. Northwest Sports Show this weekend starts tomorrow in Minneapolis. If anybody's going to that, I'll probably be thinking bopping down there Friday after work. Intune Marine has a pretty big booth, along with Vexus. So I think they're going to have Vexus and Phoenix boats in the booth at the Intune booth at the Northwest Sports Show. So might be, if you want to get out and look at some boats, look at some tackle and get some deals, Northwest Sports Show is a pretty good place. Classics the following weekend. Powerhouse Lithium is going to have a booth there this year. Hopefully I can make it down and hang out with the boys. But if not, you can say hi to RJ. Waze, are you on your way to Texas right now? Or are you down there for the national championship for TBF? Yeah, if I go to the Classic, I don't think I'll be there early enough on Friday to get anybody a bull shad, sadly. I do plan to do more tourney videos, and I need to actually finish a couple from this year. Yeah, there's the Red Crest Expo. Who's going to Red Crest? It's a short list. I think more people and more vendors would support Red Crest if they didn't go back-to-back weekends. I need to get some of those done. Life has been crazy, and I don't think it's going to get any less crazy because I think I might be traveling literally probably for the next 5 or 6 weeks for work. Red Crest is still technically a thing, Aaron. Fancy Fishing article came out today on Bassmaster. So that's up. And my video I need to make that. It's in Birmingham. It's Lay Lake. I think they actually, do they start tomorrow? I think today's like the last day to get your fantasy fishing in for Major League Fishing. I filled out a team, spent about 35 seconds on it. Yeah, Red Crest actually starts tomorrow. They actually start fishing tomorrow. So I guess there is live fishing on TV tomorrow. So that's, or not on TV, but on the MLF. So if I had more time, I could actually watch it. What do I do? I'm a director for a packaging and supply chain consulting company. Nobody really knows what a Red Crest is, Brendan. Clay says the Classic fantasy fishing buckets were too easy, and he is just worried about how he's going to tie everybody with the best score. Yeah, they should move it to any other time that's not. Where's your first tournament, Dustin, that you're driving 5.5 hours for? Red Crest is, I think, its own format. They are doing every fish counts for Red Crest. 2 days of qualifying round, one knockout round, champion tournament. So it's a 4-day tournament. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 50, all 50 anglers compete for 2 days, then the top 20 for the third day, and the final 10 for the last day. Weights are zeroed on the knockout and championship round. Yeah, it sounds like you had a decent tournament at Lake of the Ozarks. I wish I was already out on pool two now, honestly. Lake of Egypt is where Dustin's going. But don't you have... when do you go down to... is it Conroe? We are on a short break for hella hockey season. We only have a couple weeks off before that starts again. Wheeler or Canal? Yeah, it's a safe bet. You got to remember, Jay Lee is still fishing Red Crest. Dakota Ebear is fishing Red Crest. Josh Butler is fishing Red Crest. There's quite a few anglers that are fishing Red Crest that are no longer on the BPT. Clark Ream says, Van Dam or Jordan Lee for the win. So yeah, Van Dam is fishing Red Crest. Could he rekindle the magic of Lay Lake from his Bassmaster Classic victory? Throwing a red-eye shad in the back of Beeswax Creek. I caught part of BTL today. I think I've watched about half of it. Today was Kyle Patrick, right? I didn't watch it live. I saw a little bit of the replay. Yeah, Egypt's that one where you're not allowed to fish docks or something like that. Honeycomb. Honeycomb? No, it's not. What did I say? I'm pretty sure it's what I said. Beeswax. It's beeswax. Yeah. Speaking of lipless crankbaits, got myself a little Excalibur 1 knocker in the mail the other day. It actually came with somebody's line on it, but it's in pretty good shape. Is that color any good? Do people throw this? Ooh! Is that a good color? Do people use that? There's a big KVD announcement on the 15th. I would guess it's some kind of media-related announcement with Bass Pro Shops, but I have no idea. Announce it today, TV show. Sean Lai, what's going on? Has his own TV show starting in 2025. Oh boy. Outdoor Channel. So you have another year to get your cables uncut so that you can watch the Outdoor Channel. Along with that mail call, I got this little bandit, Dustin. Is that a good one? Not too shabby. Should we put that in the bandit box? Put it away. Decide if we're going to fish them or have a bandit show someday on Whatnot. Little two hundo bandit. You'd fish it, not paint it. Then I got this came with it. I think, is this like a Rebel or Norman? Wasn't sure. I think that's a Norman of some kind. Probably one of the ends. Oh, great deal. Omnia Pro for $5 for members ends tonight. So you're saying Premium Pro for $5. I think it's a Rebel. Wasn't sure. Not Norman? Rebel. All right. We'll put it in the Rebel box later. Maybe because I'm already Premium Pro, I didn't get that email. Eyes look like Rebel. We'll call it Rebel then. Clark, you're the only one watching on TikTok. Congratulations. OG, ride or die.
They've had a topic tonight.
There'll be slowing down, whatnot, but I'll probably do one or two more before fishing season. Way says, so Dustin said he upgraded. I paid for the Premium Pro. I've been using it for the fancy fishing kind of scouting, which is kind of nice to be able to show the water temps and look at watercolor and that kind of stuff. So it's been pretty good. Waze said it was very useful when he was at Lake of the Ozarks.
So many layers to this. It smells like paint.
TikTok gonna get banned? Yeah, so it'll probably be a couple. I think I moved my next TikTok stream to the weekend after the Classic or my whatnot. I got one scheduled for like April, but it takes a lot of time to do that. So we gotta get the boat ready. If I got that kind of time, I should be out fishing. Yeah, I guess I guess we could talk about that bandit. So this one, so one of the things, you know, there are different stages to older bandits. So this one, some of them, the paint comes up on the bill, but this one is kind of short, but it's definitely not straight. Like, they kind of fish this one. This one they painted kind of short. So really just the inconsistent paint jobs under the bill and the masking is kind of one of the giveaways. The triple grips, definitely an older. And then I believe these little dimples, right, on the body is also a sign of an older. There are different levels of old bandits. But not saying this is like the oldest one, but this is definitely one of the people think is a pretty good fish catcher. But what you're talking about, right? Like the tiny eyes and the really obvious overpaint on the bill. And like this guy. Right. Okay. Let's see here. No, yeah, he likes to use a lot of layers, a lot of free priority packaging. The opens that I'm fishing are Lake St. Clair, Leech Lake, and Mississippi River. Dustin likes the one from China. The 24-volt, 60-amp power has enough battery for 8-plus hours in the wind. Should be. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I run a 36-volt system at 80 amps, and I've never... And if you're going to get the run-and gun, Tyler... Well, I guess, wait, are you talking about a kayak? I forget. Are you a kayak guy or a motor guy? I don't remember. If you're fishing on a boat, you get that running gun, then for sure that'll be plenty of juice. Justin, honestly, I haven't fished that many balsa. Most of the ones I've fished are older ones. But I'm just kind of going with what's in demand and what people like. The new bandits are fish catchers too, I think. Personal experience, Sean? There is some stuff that I got to clean out, Stearman, that didn't sell in the last auction. All right. Get abstracted. What's in this box? Let's see here. I guess the biggest thing in this box is this bluegill glide bait. The old native gill. Repaired. She's back. Yeah, Tyler, I would definitely, if you get that with a running gun, you should be solid. But hopefully we can get this bad boy out this spring and not rock it off a dock post right away and put some more sizable bass in the boat on the old native gill glide. Smells good. Smells like money. And then, how many fish I caught on that? 4 or 5. And they were all the same day. And then that got a little too brazen with it and broke the tail off the tail of it. There's a video on it from this fall in October. So got these little guys. I could reveal what's with the new packaging. These, do you just have to cut it open? Is it sealed? What is this all? What's this madness about? There's not, I thought there'd be like a little, am I missing it? The people that already have these, can you open this and reseal it? Or once I open it, it's just the cat's out of the bag. Need more swim bait content. I need to catch more fish on swim baits. It's a goal every year. They're sealed. All right. So this, fairly unique, a balsa lipless. That is a spicy looking little color, though. Keep your eyes on the road, Clark, if you're watching that. But obviously it's silent because it's balsa. That'd have been a heck of a one to put the one tap or the knocker in. It's pretty sweet. Meaty. Like it's got a little sheet, a little thick, right? Compare that to like a XR50. And size wise, it's pretty close to the same size, but it's a little thicker. Dish. I gotta imagine based on the weight of this thing, if you don't put pretty hefty hardware on it, this thing kind of be kind of a neutral buoy and a real slow sick lipless. Pretty dope. And then we've got another rat brain. Things are, I kind of like the color of this one. So, Brennan, did you argue with him about whether those are green or blue scales? The lipless floats and worked in the 1 to 2 foot range. Nice. Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing anything that crazy to it, Anthony. Where's my other rat brains? Is this color similar? Oh, it's a little different. Kind of feel like this rat brain is, oh, it's pretty close. Look at my little army of rat brains. Look at those guys. I think the new one's my favorite color. But, more rat brains. Very exciting. Yours is already... I caught a couple fish on one of these. I don't know that it was enough to get chewed up. Eh, this one's got a couple little nicks in it, in the paint there. Caught a few fish on the river with it. A few drum, a few smallies, a few white bass. That one I've fished, caught some fish on. I did get this guy. Where's this guy? New balsa. Gonna Kind of looks like old brass one. What do you think, Bobby Balsa? Is that one worth fixing up? Getting some fresh paint on it. Old. Heavy gauge hooks. You talking about these ones? Yeah. Probably need some freshies on this one. Probably wouldn't rock those hooks. Oh. Darius has got the inside on a deep dive Big M. You want to see Bob's collection? I can show you my collection. My little starter kit compared to Bobby Balsa. But let's see, we got a couple of roots. And then I have no idea what these are called. Don't remember. These are more of a medium diver. Usually most of these baits I'm throwing like on a 705 Dobbins cranking rod or 735. There's a Bagley. This one I've actually caught quite a few fish on. This one gets down probably 6-8 feet. In practice on lake, these are all hand carved. Most of these, outside of like the Bagley ones, are hand carved by Marty Burns. And then I've got this Whatnot Steel. We're just going to hang up on the TikTok people. Nobody's home. Bye-bye, TikTok. So, that's a older Bagley that we got on Whatnot. And then these ones are a couple of Black Label. So, these are a couple of Cliff Paces Black Labels. Little Rex, I think these are called. This is a Burns. I think this is the, what's that one called? I forget. Is that the, it's not the Penny, is it? I don't remember. Or is that the Mac? One of the two. And we show those. And we got a couple of SB1s. Got a few fish on this one on the river. Got a giant catfish on this thing. Then these are a couple of WECs. They had Chambers baits. That one's actually signed by Kevin Short. There's another WEC. And then we've got, let's see, this guy is this a wreck? Not a wreck. No, what are they called? This one I feel like I usually remember the name of. Got this one in a handful of flavors. What are they? This, no, he doesn't, what does he call this? Mini Hellcats. Yeah. Is one the Hellcat and one the Mini Hellcat? Yeah, I think the Craws, these two I think are Hellcats. And then these little guys are the Mini Hellcats. That juvenile gill, bean gill, Coleman Craw. whatever that one is. Then we got Marty's, I think that's a B1, right? Marty's B1. And this is his newer, what are these, the newer B1s, Bagley, that he, the Cullen Cron. There's no way I have, I've seen your pictures, Bobby. No way. This one's just, these are Bagley's in here. Some random Bagley's. A newer Bagley. This is what the, what do they call this one? Something B?
I forgot.
Yeah. My memory's not as good as it used to be. This is their new B something. Yeah. I actually caught a few bass on this one down the Washita River. Caught a PB gar on that. Actually, this is the one that I caught. Never mind. This is the one I caught the gar on, actually. That one. That fire tiger. Sunny B. Yes. JP Sunny B. You can go see Justin Pinkerton. Are you going to be at the Northwest Sports Show this weekend? There's some little balsas from Bagley's. And then we got a couple of the Method Cranks. Reaction Innovations Method Cranks. These ones actually swim. I've caught fish on those. They're the rare Method Cranks that actually swim the rat brains. So that's the balsa box. That's it. That's all we got. Except for, I mean, what do we do with this guy? Does he go in the balsa box? Does he go in the lipless box? I don't know. Probably in the balsa box for now. You and Sophie will be there tomorrow and Saturday. I think Friday is the day that I most likely come down. I don't think tomorrow's going to work for me. I didn't buy that many. I think less than five. Then I resold the ones that didn't swim right on eBay. I have heard that. I don't know if that was just you. I haven't fished. I've only fished one of the new Vixens. I don't know that I don't remember if I caught a fish on it or not. I don't think Arsenal will be at the sports show. Maybe. We could text Dan. Usually you think he would tell me. Let's see. Guessing not, but yeah, nice. Clay got a couple XBS fixing. Has anybody grabbed the new the comeback swimmer from Bass Pro Shops yet? Well, if you caught quite a few fish on it before it started leaking, where is it leaking? Like, this is the new, or this is the older Vixen. But, like, is it in the hook hangers or in the tail? I mean, it must be in the hook hangers, right? I wonder if you could just, like, re-screw them in or epoxy them or. I don't know. It's weird. Well, I guess I got the snowball too. Just not in the box. Wake bait.
What if they're better than the old ones, Bobby?
What's up, Emil Wagner peeking in on the Instagram? I don't remember if they released the comeback and wasn't the same. Not that I'm aware of, but what else is new? I don't know. Question. We could look at the fantasy team. Oh, Chris says he likes some of the colors. He'll get a couple compared to the babe. There you go. Aaron says Bass Race had a drop shot called the XP Minnow. It was a killer. TDB has a sneak peek of the old fancy fishing roster, I suppose. But before we do that,
we'll 30-second break here, and then we'll talk fantasy fishing.
Are you ready to reel in your next home purchase or refinance? Supreme Lending's Dream Team can help guide you through the entire mortgage process, from pre-qualification to closing. We have a wide variety of home loan programs in our tackle box, including down payment assistance and first-time homebuyer options. You can ask Hella Bass. He trusted us to help finance his home. Contact the Dream Team today by searching Supreme Lending Dream Team or click the link below in the description or scan the QR code on your screen.
We are back. Thanks to the Dream Team. Supporting the stream. Cheers to the Dream Team. If I do go to the Classic, I'll definitely announce it, give you guys a heads up. I'll bring some stickers down. You know, AJ, I actually didn't bring a sticker, so if I go this week, I'll bring a sticker. Somebody mentioned, Jeremy said the Bass Pro Glide is pretty good for a decent price. I actually picked them up pretty cheap. Got one or two over on Black Friday. I think I got these for like $11 a piece. So, comes with a spare tail. I saw that they came out with one. They had a brush tail instead of this molded tail. So that's interesting. I could hold up the size comparison. There's the native gill compared to the XPS. But so he's got the FFS shad. He's going to use it as a mini max trailer. Yeah, hit the like button. Just gently caress it. It's not going to hurt you. I have an automatic garage door for the two-door garage, but not for the boat garage. It's actually just do zero tonight. Two yesterday, so $5 off the club membership. I did not get a Tato Eon. Low turnout for co-anglers in the opens. I mean, it's been going down for a few years. I don't know. Hopefully on the northern swing, we can get the numbers back up. And then bass will want to come back. The BPS sinks faster than a slow sink. I put a 40 size rings and BKK one on it and made it extra slow. There you go. I mean, I think front facing sonar could be a contributing factor to the opens. Co-anglers going down. I think when they went from 3 days to 2 days, that contributed. The entry fees going up, that contributes to it. I think there's just several things contributing to it. But I don't think it's solely because of front-facing sonar. If it is, then they should have a great turnout at the lacrosse, because I don't think lacrosse in September will be dominated by a front-facing sonar. Trevor, good luck. 6-hour drive to Amistad. Hopefully you catch a 10-11 pounder like they did in the I guess that's a good point. So MPFL had their first ever championship, finally after 3 years. Brandon Perkins won it. OG MPFL guy. Basically destroyed everybody. And I think a lot of that was just fishing. I want to say, wasn't he throwing, like, a lot of guys were throwing cull sheds and mag drafts and things like that. Not a lot of front-facing sonar. But I didn't watch it because it was only on Fixed TV, and if they put it on YouTube, I would probably watch it. I think they actually put some of it on Facebook. I think Fixed TV thinks they're a competitor to YouTube, and they don't want to put stuff on YouTube, which I think is just dumb. They need to build an audience. There's no better place to build an audience than YouTube, and they need to be putting their stuff on YouTube and building a brand and an audience and a following. Then when they're really established, they can think about trying to put it behind the Fixed TV wall. That's just my thought. No, I think his announcement is just that he's coming out with a TV show in 2025. Yeah, I think trend in co-anglers, AJ, yeah, numbers are down in general for co-anglers. Let's go fishing Sunday. I don't think that's going to fly for me because I need to travel to Omaha. So this, as nice as it's going to be, I just don't know if that's going to work. I'd love to, JP. Would I let a co-angler bring their own FSS if it wasn't against the rules in the tournament? I would say yes, but there would be ground rules. One, you can't scratch the boat with it. Two, when I give you the 30-second, I'm getting ready to move, you better be in your seat, that thing better be put away, and you're ready to go. And third rule would be, you don't point it in front of the boat, I don't point my scope behind the boat. So, if we can avoid having beams crossing, you cannot scratch my boat, and you can't, don't slow me down, then I guess I'm fine with it. This thing is like, I think MPFL has a really good product, but they're making it too hard to watch. They need to blast it out everywhere and get more people watching. Oh, Bobby just made a Bass Pro. Get some big game. Yeah, that's the thing is, like, they go live on Facebook, the way it's set up, and you can cast it to your TV, but there's extra steps. Everybody's TV has, like, a button on the remote you can hit YouTube on. Bring it to the people. I've not seen, YouTube has not served me up the Alabama Bass Team Trail. I'll have to search it out and check some of it. Yeah, that was interesting. So the Bassmaster Opens have been on live. YouTube, but it appears they only did the season opener so far for the elites. So they didn't do Fork, but they did Toledo Bend, which I'm not sure. I haven't heard in the BFLs if Co's are down. No, I mean, there's no terms of agreement. I mean, I try to be pretty fair when and reasonable. But, like, if you're going to make things really difficult on me, I can make things even more difficult on you. So, but if we can both work together, we'll both have a good time. That's the one problem. They need, I think Cade Loffenberg brought that up. Like, and I think that is against the rules in some tournaments. You're not supposed to have a GPS. So, they would kind of need a co-angler unit that doesn't have GPS. Well, if he's got a powerhouse battery, he should be able to just put it in the compartment. My Camus has a huge compartment. You could easily put a small lithium in there. Why did you just get an ad during your live? You have to ask YouTube, Jeremy.
YouTube's always trying to make money. Yeah. I applauded Bass. The more they put out, the better. Bass fishing is not big enough where we should be trying to hide it behind, you know, like the NFL and some of those stuff, they get away, and NBA and NHL, they get away with, there's enough demand, right, that they can have TV contracts and blackouts and that kind of stuff. Bass fishing is not big enough. We need to blast it out to as many places as possible to get more eyeballs on the anglers, on the leagues. I think it depends on the league. I think MLF has put a hard no on it. But I was pretty sure in the Bassmaster Open, the Scott Martin's video, there was a guy fishing next to Scott where there was a co-angler with a unit. Mola's back. I don't know, Clay. I mean, they've got rules on, like, some of them have how many rules about how many rods you can bring. You know, sportsmanship. I mean, I guess the whole, like, I mean, if you're doing damage to somebody's boat, I think I can tell them not to do it, right? I think that's a pretty easy stance to have with a tournament director. I was like, he scratched my boat. I told him he couldn't use it. if he's slowing you down, like, put your life jacket on, and if you don't get that thing packed away, then good luck, because I'm gonna get going here. All right, Tyler says the ones he's seen have been a 20 amp hour-ish battery cooler backpack setup. Yeah, we actually had a big, long conversation. So in the next few weeks, there'll be an episode of Aaron Teal's Bass Galaxy that I participated in. And we did a deep dive about where the future of live bass fishing tournaments could go as far as, like, picking who you want to watch and what that could look like. I think the attendance of the Classic is going to be massive. With Milliken being there, being he's from Nebraska / Texas, Oklahoma's right in the middle. I think just his entourage alone with the Classic just being a huge event will push it over the top. We used to have ABA. It went away in the last year or two. The guy that was running it, I think, had some health issues. Nobody wanted to pick it back up. I fished a few of them. Oh, I was going to talk about fancy fishing. We got distracted. Doing all right. I think at this point last year I was in the mid 80s. So the fact that we're in the 90s, you can read my Grinders or Scopers article on Bassmaster.com if you want. Only 15 Milliken fans at Fork. Okay. Well, I thought Clay was there. That would make it 16. Maybe because they're all waiting to see him at the Classic. All right. So here's I'm going Chalk. I'm going Christie. I'm going Kenta. Jay Shakurit, Justin Hamner, Easton Fothergill. If you don't want to go Christie, I would seriously look at Luke Palmer or Welcher. They both did really well at Hartwell. Hartwell and Grand seem to synergize. Like, guys like Christie has won multiple times at Hartwell, wins on his home lake in Oklahoma. There's a lot of synergies there. Kenta, you can go Milliken. I don't know who else I would look in this bucket here. Maybe Mosley, if you want to look for somebody not front-facing, a chatterbait guy. Shakurit,
He's got a co-angler win and another nice check. This was the last event the year he fished the Opens to qualify for the Elites. Canterbury's had a couple good classics in a row. If you're looking for a non-scoping, Nania is one on Eufaula in Oklahoma in an open. Sleepy Assassin. Hamner, that's kind of the Hartwell effect for me. Jig Jerkbait sets up well. I think Taco could be good. None of these other guys. Huff would be the other one I would think about in this bucket here. He's an Ozark guy. He also took like sixth in that open that Shakur did well in when he made the Elites. And then, I think Tyler and Kyle Patrick are pretty good picks here. Tyler's a big jig guy. Grand's a jig lake. Patrick should be good here if he doesn't let the energy of the classic overwhelm him. But I think Fothergill is the sneaky pick here. And then if you like, you know, Paul Kemp won a spring tournament on Kerr Lake Bugs Island with a spinnerbait. So, you know, a poor man's Jason Christie. If you want to be sneaky, Paul Kemp. Drain the lake. Oof, we fell off there. I haven't picked my team here. But I'm going to go try to do it. Let's see here. Where's my... Catch on some... I don't know when I'm getting the Caymus out, honestly, Brian. It's pretty much ready. I just need to find the time. Yeah, so AJ thinks the rise in college and high school has reduced the number of phone numbers and tournaments more than... That's interesting. Play. Had a boy. Economy definitely doesn't help Coase. Tyler says he thinks Walters gets the dub. Yeah, that's part of what we talked about. Would anglers, what would we pay? Would it be $5 a month, $5 a tournament, $10 a month? What would you pay to be able to watch whatever angler you wanted to? Well, that's a good point. I did talk about starting Walters every tournament, but that's for the Elite Series. This is a classic. So Clay's like the best fantasy fishing picker here, and he says Walters, Fujita, Milliken, Taku, Tyler, Williams. Wow, that's a lot of chalk, Clay. I'm not actually eligible to win prizes right now because I actually get hired to write those articles for Bassmaster. But back in the day, several years ago, I finished like top 10 overall. Got some stuff from Bassmaster. Won a huge prize back from Tackle Warehouse. I've won a handful of smaller packages from FLW over the years. That signed Kevin Short WEC crankbait and the other WEC crankbait were ones that I won in a different fantasy fishing contest. I won all the leagues I was in privately last year in my private leagues. So I think I made like $200 or $300 in fantasy fishing privately last year. Yeah, $5 to $10 per tournament or $5 to $10 per month. Man, YouTube, hold me down, Michael Bradley. Side bets, yeah. I mean, we got some Omnia gift cards on the side this year. So my Drain the Lake will be Christie, Palmer, Fothergill, Welcher, Kimura, Mosley, Cherry, and Poroznik. If you didn't write all that down, you'll have to watch my fancy fishing video. But a little about an hour, about 80 people hanging out. What other questions do we got? Yeah, should we Burns Bates? Does anybody want to bet a snowball? I think instead of a monthly thing, you do it by tournament, pick as you go, 10 per person. Yeah, I think the only thing is, like, you know, there's technology to be able to stream through GoPros, through mobile devices. So, you know, if somehow Bass or MPFL or MLF could aggregate all of those, you know, could they set up their own hotspot or their own, basically have their own loaner cell phone, so it's not the angler's cell phone, then they could basically have every one of those GoPros become a streaming, and then they could run some kind of switch on the back end, right? And then could they individually sell those out? But then the thing is, like, there's probably plenty of people that would pay $10 to watch Walters or G-Man or Milliken or some of these guys that are doing well, have personalities, you know, maybe some of the legends, you know, Rick Klun. I'm not trying to, like, throw anybody under the bus here, but how many guys are paying $10 to watch Todd Otten? How many guys are paying $10 to watch Brandon Card? I don't know. I'm not saying these guys are anglers, but they're kind of, like, low-key, you know, not real flashy, don't have a huge following. I don't know. Like, so, like, how do you feel at the end of the year if you had a live GoPro in your boat all year and not a single person paid $10 to see you all year? I don't know. I mean, yeah, your family might pay. Yeah. My mom watched me every tournament and she paid $50 for the year. I don't know. I think you'd almost have to trial it. I know MPFL has trialed it a little bit. They're like, so the fixed TV, like, they cover a certain amount of anglers for free, and then they have a couple bonus cameras, like in John Cox's boat. And then you can pay, like, I don't know what it is, $5 or $10 or whatever it is. And then you can watch that dedicated stream if you want. Maybe it needs to be the anglers. Maybe the anglers need, like, a crowd sourced, right? Like, if you could, like, Walters, Milliken, G-Man, Hackney, right? Some of those guys. Maybe that's where it needs to start. Like, could they kind of do their own thing, bring their own live? Like, I almost think it would have to start with premier names before it's going to roll out to, like, just everybody. I got some ideas for live this year once I get on the water to do some more live fishing for you guys on the water and actually be interactive. We'll see. Got some work to do there. But a lot of it comes down to signal. And even though, like, Amistad, like, half the guys on the MPFL, from what I hear, couldn't really get a signal. Like, even the winner was barely on live the final day. Biffle had his own cam. You'd watch the CVR, like Ed Laughren. Yeah. What's up, Colby? Colby got a bass in the boat, I think, this past weekend. Yeah, Carl would actually interact a little bit. You'd pay $2 to fish the open, watch me fish the open. I thought if I could get signal and do some of that, I'd consider, like, going live during my practices for the members, maybe. But the thing is, like, if somebody just props a GoPro up, and we've seen Wesley Strader do this and a couple other guys, it's not that interesting when they're focused on the front of their boat and you're just staring at their back. And there's no commentary and they're not engaging, which it's hard. Yeah, live streaming from the boat is an issue with signal quite often. I know Wesley's was going out constantly on Santee Cooper or wherever he was for that tournament. You know, I'm not sure that, like, that camera guy. When Bass does it, right, they can ask questions and you have the commentating over the, I don't know.
you know, it'd be nice. So the problem is you can't have live chat for people fishing tournaments, because then potentially you don't know what somebody's going to say on the screen that could influence their thinking or what they know about what's going on in the tournament. So it's kind of got to be a one-way thing, you know. They can't really interact with the chat, because they could be like, oh, you know, do you ever think about throwing that black blue jig on that tree over there or that boat? That, you know. So. But, you know, I think that is the future. If we can get the connection and the technology and the software and the back end, I think that is potentially a big avenue to go in for bass coverage for live. Be one thing up there where they're just, if they're straight catching them. Yeah. I don't even know who's on the Vikings anymore. So much change. I might just be fishing all next fall. More time on the lake, not worrying about the Vikings. All right. Dustin's going to hit the road. We'll go whack him. Get some shallow cranks on. I have never fished St. Clair before, but it's a place that I definitely want to go. Well, I feel like we kind of tapped out, answered the questions, hung out tonight. Stay tuned next week. I don't know what the schedule is going to be like. Maybe I'll get to the classic. Maybe I'll go live during the week. I don't know what's going on. Just stay tuned. Probably should be at the Northwest Sports Show Friday afternoon, evening. If you want to catch me down there, try to bring some stickers with me. You can flag me down. Get a Visor Gang sticker. AJ, I might text you this weekend. Might come visit you. So, all right. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Tight lines, everybody. Be good. Get out fishing. Have some fun. Enjoy the outdoors. I'll be busy, but I'll be back. Thanks, all. As always, here to help you guys catch more big bass, suck less.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow, is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.